me. Hi. Talking to me?
Who else would I be talking to?
The dog in your lap.
Yeah, well, he's a good boy. Anyways, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Pending Nuptials, the podcast.
Officially nuptialed.
Officially nuptialed. If you've listened to the previous episode, you know that we did, in fact, get married.
And virtually every detail about that wedding was in there.
Yeah, we talked for a really long time.
Over an hour.
And also, I posted a bunch of pictures on our social media of our wedding as well.
Are you sick of us yet, folks?
Well, clearly not, because they're back for more.
They can't have enough.
They can't have enough. Anyways, so today we're going to talk about a pretty juicy topic.
What topic would that be, wife?
Well, I put up on our social how many times people thought that we were asked the question of, so when are you going to get pregnant on our wedding night? How many times did you get asked?
On our wedding night, how many times have I been asked?
Yeah.
Just that day.
Just that night.
Oh, maybe a couple.
A couple?
Yes.
By yourself or with me present?
By myself.
Okay. So I got asked, I think, either two or three times without you. You got asked two times without me. And then I believe that we got asked once together, maybe twice.
Yeah.
On our wedding night.
People want to get this shit going. They see how beautiful we are. And that the offspring would just be an amalgamation of our beauty.
Is that what it is? People just want a beautiful child on this earth?
Yeah. Don't you like looking at really cute kids?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah.
We're going to have really adorable ginger babies.
Mm-hmm.
Really adorable ginger babies. But today we're going to talk about babies and pregnancy and all those things. And off the top, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm not pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
Because I'm still using the birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are not in a place where we are ready to start down that path quite yet.
Not quite yet.
But you know what? That's okay.
That's totally okay.
It's totally okay. And part of the reason that I wanted to do this episode is just in case there's other people out there who are married or not married and in a relationship, and they're getting pressured by outside onlookers of their relationship to start a family. I put this on our social media and I'm going to say it again. It is only the decision of you and your partner of when you start a family.
Yes, ma'am. I could think of a handful of folks that would definitely resonate with this topic right now of not being pressured into doing your life, right?
Right. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is it's a really big deal. And I feel like people are just so cavalier about it, of like getting pregnant or talking about getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big fucking deal.
It's a new life. Changes everyone's life.
Yeah. You are creating a human who you are responsible for. And I know everybody says for only 18 years. That's not true.
No.
You're responsible for that human for the rest of their life, because it's not that you're financially responsible for them or emotionally responsible for them. You care about this human being that is being created between you and someone that you love.
You'd hope so.
And that's not a small thing.
You can't put it into words, that feeling. It's a feeling that I don't know. It's a feeling that
neither
I
don't
of
know
us do.
Either. And like the thing that I always think about is like, if I love my dogs and my cat this much, what the hell is it going to feel like to have a child? Because
that's a good point.
I like, just even like when I take our dogs out at night, because our dogs refuse to go to the bathroom in our backyard at night. They only will go in the front. I have to stand out there and I put these flashing collars on them. And anytime they get too close to the street, which we live on a very quiet street, very rarely does a car pass by when we're out there at night. But just like if my dog is close to the street, I'm like, oh, get away from the street. Get away from the street.
Perfect segue. The brown chocolate lab that was in our yard this morning.
Yes.
We learned his name was Theo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really nice older dog.
Uh-huh.
And he's really friendly. You can walk up to him and pet him. But us being dog owners, thinking that someone else just opens the door and their dog can roam about this neighborhood, I couldn't do that. No way could I just let them go about their day.
Right. However, in that person's defense, we don't know how Theo is And clearly he's fine because he, when I called the owners, they were like, oh yeah, he just likes to go for walks. And I'm like, okay, because we could never let our dogs do that because who knows how our dogs would act in the wild by themselves.
Totally curious, wanting to jump on everybody. And
yeah. And like they bark at the FedEx man. Like I can only imagine like Bingley would just take off chasing him, like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
So in their defense, he's an older dog and they know that he wanders and he's fine. So, but it just, going back to what we were talking about, I just can't imagine loving something more than I love my animals.
What about me?
And my husband.
There you go. Thanks for putting that clause
actually,
on there.
That's a really good point that I used animals instead of my husband. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's really
funny.
It's
not surprising.
That's a little fucked up. I'm sorry.
Par for the course. Thanks,
but you
honey.
Know what I mean? Like our animals are my children. Like I love them so much.
Painfully so.
Yeah, it's painful. So anyways, it's no small decision to be made. And so one of the first things that we're going to have a little chat with, and a warning at the beginning of this part of the podcast, that if you get squeamish talking about women's bodies and the things that a woman's body goes through to prepare for having a child, for being a woman in general, I'm going to just tell you to hit that fast forward button a little bit because we're going to get into some details. Not too gory, but just we're going to talk about some stuff.
Cool. I love talking about the female body.
Perfect. Okay. So, because everybody wants to know, Kate, are you on birth control? Why, yes, I am.
Highly recommend, guys. Two thumbs up.
Birth control in general or the one that I'm on?
Birth control in general, duh.
Yes, practice safe sex.
I mean, you can talk more and be an advocate of your birth control if you want.
Yeah, so I have an IUD and I'm on my second one. I've got the Mirena and it's wonderful. I know that other people have not had as great of an experience as I have because everybody is different. And for me, because my periods were so light to begin with, my periods have become what's called silent. So I don't actually have an active period every month. So I don't have I don't have to use tampons or anything. Like I have some spotting and my body's doing what it's supposed to do. Nobody panic. I haven't been without an actual period for 7 years. My doctor assures me everything's fine. So it's been kind of a luxury and I've been kind of carefree about not having a period until recently when we've started talking about starting a family. And then I've started to realize that I wanted to be more in tune with my body.
Yeah.
And not knowing when I'm on my period is now, it used to be like a fun thing. And now it's like, ooh, I don't really like that. I would like to know. I want to know that my body's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I want that, no pun intended, but red flag.
Well, sure.
To let me know when it's happening.
Because otherwise it's just a Nancy Drew mystery every month.
It is. It's like, is she? Isn't she? But I highly recommend the Mirena.
Can you spell that out for all the husbands at home?
Mirena?
Mirena. Can you spell it out?
The Mirena IUD is Mirena. Mirena.
There you go, guys.
And for those who may not know, because an IUD isn't the most common because a lot of people take pills. Some people use the app or whatever or get the shot or have the thing in their arm. An IUD it's like a physical blockade that goes up in there. You have to go into the doctor's office and get it inserted, and that's uncomfortable, but then you're good for 5 years after that, which awesome. Is really cool. And mine has hormones. You are so over this conversation.
No, I just want you to upload a video graphic of this on our podcast page.
Have you seen what it looks like?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. Because I can show you right now.
Nope. We've had this conversation many times.
Should I just?
I'm on board with it.
As one of the teasers, should I just post an artsy picture of a Mirena and say, go listen to the podcast to learn what this is.
And everyone's going to be like, is that the Tesla logo?
It kind of does look like a Tesla logo. That's really funny. So when the time came for us to start having the discussion of planning for a family, I had my yearly checkup with my OB and I just talked to her and I was like, hey, we're getting married in November. We want to start a family the following year. You know, what do I need to be doing to prep my body to be in the right place to get pregnant? You know, when should I take my IUD out and all this stuff? And she just said, because I was having these silent periods, that she recommended that we take it out before we start actually trying.
That makes sense.
So that I can get regular periods back again. Mm-hmm. And then that way I can start to be more intuitive with my body and be able to track it. And that way when we do start trying, it's not a question of like, well, I haven't had a regular period yet. So am I pregnant? Am I not pregnant? Who knows? So that's one of the things on our checklist that we have. And I won't go into the details about everything that is on our checklist, but
you could kind of figure it
out. We're going to go through some of it, but we're not going to go through all of it. But that's the number one for me, is kind of getting back in tune with my body, which is great.
Sure. It's just doing your self-check before introducing this massive change to both of our lives. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you owe it to yourself to do that? Like, why would you want to just take that thing out and say, let's go, it's game time?
Well, that's the thing. Some people do that. And that's the other thing that my doctor has warned me about, is that when they take the IUD out, you're very fertile. Like, you're very fertile. Like, if you sneeze around me with a little bit of something on your hands, I could get pregnant.
I'm curious what scenario that would be that you're talking about.
I realize that was kind of gross. That's okay. I'm sorry for the picture for anybody. But I did warn people at the top that we were going to be talking about gross stuff during this section. Yeah. So
listener be warned.
Yeah. So the other thing that I was going to talk about is that we're just not ready. We're not at a point quite yet where we are ready to take that next step, because we, Benjamin, want to enjoy our marriage and our relationship as two people for just a wee moment.
Boy, I've really hammered that into your brain, haven't I?
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a year, because we've talked about this exact thing for the last year and a half, maybe 2 years at this
point. Exact
thing
being having kids?
Yeah, and the question of, well, okay, so we do get married, then what? And then I'm the one that said exactly what you just said, where let's enjoy this period of just ourselves, this moment in time where we just have the dogs and we're newly married. Otherwise, you're going to look back, I'm going to look back and say, man, remember when it was just us that 1 month? No, let's really
enjoy
our time.
Well, granted, would be 9 months of us being by ourselves.
You
if
understand.
We're getting technical.
Yeah.
No, but I've come to understand that line of thought more, because, you know, you're right. Until we're empty nesters, when's the next time that we'll just have this time, just the two of us, to enjoy each other's company?
Well said. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do you one better. You just said, you're right. I'm going to take that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take that clip and make it your ringtone. Or just have it on like a soundboard. I can listen to that anytime I want.
I made a grave mistake. I can't believe I just did that on a live recording. That was so dumb.
What was it you said again?
I don't remember. I guess you'll have to go back and find it.
I guess I'll check the tape.
Yeah. You're going to insert it right here.
Yep.
You're right. Going along with not being quite ready yet. As most of you will know, unless you're a new listener, which in that case, welcome. I'm unemployed. So that's a huge factor for us. You know, I have always said that I would not bring a child into this world if I couldn't provide for them. And not to say that we couldn't provide for a child right now. It's just we're not in a place where we would be comfortable to provide for a child.
Yeah. The good news is, science has finally caught up to what's happening with our world, this pandemic. And now that time will be within our grasp of us crawling out of this really dark, turbulent time. So these uncertain times are almost over. It'll still be a little rough before it gets better, but it's in the near future, the time that we are talking about right now.
Yeah, well, next week, I think, is when the first round of vaccines in the UK is going to be made available. Did I hear that right? On the news?
Yes. And even Tennessee, we are expecting to have the first round of vaccines in a week or two for the frontline workers here. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's challenging to think about adding another mouth to feed to this household when our finances kind of hang in the balance. And, you know, the other piece of it too is not only are we a one income household right now, but Ben's going to start touring again soon. So
in the next 6 to 8 months?
Right. So, well, yeah, I say soon.
Right.
We are hopeful that Ben is going to start touring again soon. Mm-hmm. The other part of it, too, is I don't want to give birth without Ben being here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we don't know what next year's schedule is going to look like quite yet because everybody's trying to figure it out.
It'll be a mess.
It will be. But thankfully, you're in an industry where you get a schedule out pretty far in advance.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's another thing on our checklist is we have to see what the touring schedule looks like because I don't want to give birth to our first child without him present. And I think that that's something that a lot of people can understand. You know what I've just realized is we've never used that as an explanation as to why we're not getting pregnant right away.
Well, let's start it here and now.
I know. I feel like that's way better to just be like, well, Kate wants me here when she gives birth. So we don't know what next year is going to look like. So we got to wait till schedules come out.
Yeah. We don't want to have a Zoom birth.
Oh my God, that would be awful. And that'd you know what's terrible. So sad is that that's probably happened for people
probably,
this year.
Probably, yes.
And that sucks. Yeah. Oh, I just want to hug all those women.
Me too.
That's awful. Me sad. Too.
I'll be the guy in the corner over here not doing anything suspicious or creepy. So don't worry.
So that's another reason why we are waiting. And that has financial impact on us too. Is
yeah.
When Ben starts back up touring, that'll be some extra income that's coming into our household. So, and you know, being unemployed is a challenge, but there is, I'm not going to say too much, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
For unemployment.
Finally.
At least I'm hopeful that there is because there's some stuff happening, which when that happens, you guys will find out, but nothing's official yet. So stay tuned.
There's stuff in the works.
Yeah. So just going back to kind of what we talked about at the top of how one of the other things is that there is such a huge mental impact that happens when someone has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer just Kate Rigby. You're no longer just Ben Rigby. You are Ben Rigby, the father.
Yeah.
Kate Rigby, the mother. And, you know, I've been thinking about this more since we've been talking about doing this episode. And that is heavy.
Yes, it is.
Like to have, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like you are creating a life.
That's a good explanation. Yeah.
That, and it's something, it's like the most scientific thing that I will ever be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And because neither of us are in a scientific field, but like we are doing something so scientific. And it's such a mind fuck for me of like that we will be bringing a child into the world.
Yep. Just everything, your body knows what to do. Your instincts, when you start growing this inside you,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to take a Quiznos sub and turn it into breast milk. Think about that.
Wait, you mean if I eat it?
Yeah. Anything you eat.
The way you were holding your hand, it made it look like that I was going to take a Quiznos sub and poof, it's breast milk.
The Quiznos sub. You put it in, yeah, and
I
it becomes
like, honey,
milk.
We have to have some conversations about science.
I know.
And anatomy.
And why Quiznos?
Yeah, why Quiznos? When's the last time you had a Quiznos?
Well, it's a stand-up bit I just ripped off.
Oh, I see.
And I haven't been on my eating regimen since we got back from our honeymoon.
Yeah, we've kind of given up on that.
Not given up, but
we're not
it's the
giving
holidays.
Up. Yeah, it's the holidays.
Mm, cookies.
Yeah, I've been on a Christmas cookie kick. I've been making lots of different kinds of cookies.
What are you going to make tonight?
There's a couple different options. There's a peanut butter chocolate ganache sandwich cookie.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like two peanut butter cookies that are flourless, sandwiched with some chocolate ganache in the center. There's another one that's like a triple chocolate, I think they call them crinkle cookies, but it's like, it's basically like a brownie cookie,
but it
had like 5,000 5-star reviews on Bon Appetit or something like that.
Holy crap.
Yeah. This is kind of an interesting tangent because the other thing is I'm really scared to be a parent. And I think that's something that maybe we don't hear people talk about too much of like, we have to raise this person to be a
functioning member of society,
functioning, but also contributing yeah. member of society, someone who is kind, someone who treats everyone with respect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, and that we have to be the person, people to instill that upon this little one.
Yeah.
And we talk all the time about, you know, things that we'll do with our kids. Like one of your big things is technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we may have talked about this before. I'm not quite sure.
What you got?
About music and technology.
Oh, for sure.
Do you want to go into that?
Well, what you just said could go a lot of different ways. But in a gist, what I want to talk about is instilling them the history of things of how they came to be now. So in regards to music, not only teaching them music, but starting them young with an appreciation of stuff from the 18th and 19th century, 20th century, building up to what we have now.
Right.
Because when I was growing up, it was just all country music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard AC/DC on the radio, and I was like, that is what I want to play. I could play Hank Snow and Tom T. Hall songs all day long, but I'm like, that guitar is awesome. What song is that?
It sounds like it's on fire.
It was Back in Black, and I didn't know how to find that song. It was probably another year or two before I heard it again and was able to pinpoint it was AC freaking DC.
That's
and
awesome.
From there on out, I was hooked on rock music. So just making our children aware of everything that came before us.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what you're getting at?
That, but I was also thinking of the technology side of it.
Of music or just technology in general?
Technology in general, of the stages that they'll have to go through to work themselves up to an iPhone or whatever.
You see this every day, not only in movies and TV, but anywhere you go when there's a youngster with an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sucked into it and don't want to be distracted with anything. And that's on the parents, because I understand, like, I'm not a parent, so I don't understand 100%, but I know that it's so much easier to just give a child an iPad and be like, oh, he's out of my hair. Oh, thank God.
For sure.
Yeah, that is infinitely easier than keeping their attention and trying to educate them. And it's got to be so exhausting and draining. But once you give them an iPad, you can't take it back.
See, this is something that I'm nervous about, is because we have these ideas now. What's going to happen? What are we actually going to do? Like, are we going to stick to that? Or are we going to get to the point where we're so exhausted that we're like, you know what? You just sit here and you watch Daniel Tiger on your iPad and just give mommy 5 minutes to just... I'm hopeful that we will not get to that point with all aspects of how we raise our children.
Yeah.
I hope that I don't get to a point where I'm taking shortcuts in their education of how to be a decent human being. And like, I hope that we don't shy away from hard questions from them,
mm-hmm.
because they're gonna happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes me so anxious to think about like explaining hatred in the world, or explaining different religions, or just like all these different things. So it's a big deal to bring a child into this world. It's not just the airbrush pregnancy photos and the pictures of the baby when they're born. It's
of course
a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, but we can't say that to people who ask us on our wedding night, why aren't you having kids?
Yeah, we would still be at their table.
I'm curious on your point of view of getting pregnant and fears or excitement or things like that.
Well, fears are very valid and everyone's going to have them. But piggybacking off what you said earlier, it's a shame that we don't bring those to light until they absolutely bottle up and we're about to crack. Right? I don't know if I'm Raven's baby. And then it just spills over all this anxiety. That's why there are so many forums and allies for people to seek resources for these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't bottle up. And unfortunately, a lot of people are too proud, but it's good for your overall well-being. And whoever said, man, that's just too bad, I went and asked for help. Darn it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. So we're not pregnant. We're not planning to get pregnant at this present time.
No, ma'am.
We will be, hopefully, depending on our situation, maybe trying in the year 2021. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe things will change.
More importantly, right now, is Kate is meticulously planning how we would tell every person we know differently that we are pregnant.
It's not that meticulous.
Yes, it is. You have at least 7 different scenarios on how to tell our friends, our family, our parents.
I want to trick people. I don't want it to be the thing where it's like Christmas time and every gift that they're opening, they're waiting for something that says something about a baby. That's too easy.
Also, we are both in agreement on how we would find out the sex of our child.
Yes.
One of the only mysteries you have in this life is knowing what's going to pop out of that thing.
Mm-hmm. That thing? Seriously? That thing?
And why find out until the minute that it comes out?
I mean, and the other thing too, not to get too deep in the weeds about this subject, but you know, for like painting the nursery and for names and for gifts that people give you, I don't necessarily want our child to have like the applied gender to it from the beginning. I think that boys can play with, you know, dolls and girls can play with trucks. I think, you know, and it's so much more than that. That's such like an artificial scratch of the surface. But, you know, just allowing this child to grow into what it wants to be in my belly and not assigning a name to it until it comes out. You know, obviously we have a list of names that we like for both genders, although we have like one name for each, but you know, it may be that kid comes out and we're like, you know, that name doesn't really fit. So maybe it needs to be something else. And then it's something else.
Yeah.
So I just think there's so much pressure in the world that's one less thing we would have to worry about of when people ask, what are you having? Oh, I don't know yet. We're going to wait.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Surprise. You have a baby.
Yeah. Pop, 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 baby.
Here it is.
So that was kind of a lot, and maybe it was a little confusing at times, but I personally felt like we just needed to kind of clear the air on this topic because we are coming close to the holidays. We will have been married for almost 2 months once the holidays or once Christmas rolls around. And this is so dumb that I'm going to phrase it this way, but I don't want to let anybody down that we're not pregnant. So I'm just going to tell you right now, we're not pregnant. We won't be pregnant until sometime next year. Mm-hmm. And you won't know until we're ready for you to know either.
Yeah. So take that, listeners.
Yeah. But when the time comes, you'll find out here.
That was baby talk.
That was baby talk.
Hopefully that cleared up any questions. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what you will post on social media regarding this podcast.
You mean like my bait to get people to listen to it?
Yes, yes. Clearly it worked.
Oh, I've got something planned.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But you're right. Clearly it worked because they're listening to it right now.
Right meow.
Right meow. Like I said at the beginning, if you are someone who is thinking about having a kid, maybe thinking about not having a kid, that's your decision.
Yep.
And don't let anybody, nobody, tell you when the right time is.
Yeah, because only you know that, and these are turbulent times, so let's all just take a breather, take a beat, and then we'll figure it out as time comes. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in and listening. We have a lot more good topics this season. We are primed and ready to go.
Yeah. We've got a fun, it's not really fun, it's actually kind of a little bit depressing. We've got an interesting episode next week, so come on back if you enjoyed this episode. Also, which I haven't said yet, if you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe. That really helps us.
Give us the old like and rate us button.
Give us a rating. A truthful rating, but if it is a 5-star rating, that's cool.
Yeah, if it just so happens to be
Happens that it's 5 stars, that would be really great. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead and if you don't already, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, and we'll see you next week.
Hey.
Hey.
Look at us.
I'm looking.
Who would have thought?
I thought it.
I might have thought it.
I think you thought it too.
I might have thought it that you thought it.
I love you.
I love you.